Chapter 7 Light of the Stars. Our life will become a pranayama of perfection if each of its breath is spent in subtle awareness. Kuthumi. The great master Bhagavan sat in meditation. His body was here on earth, but his consciousness was directed towards the constellation of Canis Major in the star system of Sirius, which was much closer to the center of the galaxy than our troubled Earth, situated on the outskirts of the universe. Our Earth serves as a place of exile for underdeveloped, degrading souls. That is why there is so much sorrow and evil here, and so little spirituality. But Earth is not forgotten by God and the powers of light. The best souls in the universe willingly incarnate here to prevent the lost ones from perishing and to raise them to a new level of development. Many of these celestial beings, the spiritual sons of the universe, have already become disciples of one of the greatest souls in the galaxy, Master Bhagavan. Glory to them through the ages and blessings from the Creator of the universe. Meanwhile, the Master stood in his subtle body on the surface of the planet Soti. Night was approaching, but it was not dark because, as the last rays of Sirius left the planet, the sky was illuminated by a canopy of stars so close to each other that it was difficult to determine where one constellation ended and another began. This was because, closer to the center of the galaxy, there are many more stars than on the periphery, and now they illuminated the entire planet with twilight light. The sky appeared silvery from the stars. Soon, a huge milky white sphere appeared on the horizon, filling half the sky. It was not the moon. This was how the center of the galaxy looked from the planet Soti. A colossal star, equal to billions of ordinary stars and almost imperceptible from Earth. A rainbow glow formed around it. All the inhabitants of the planet greeted the setting of Sirius with reverence and welcomed the rise of the galaxy, the abode of the consciousness of the Creator of our universe. The Master, with tears of happiness and joy, welcomed the grandest creation of the Lord. After this mystery, he approached one wise elder who led the daily evening prayer. It was his master, the great guru Narayanandana. Bowing reverently before him, Bhagavan asked for guidance on how to help the people of Earth. Narayanandana rose, leaning on his magical staff. His body, illuminated by the light of the galaxy, cast a huge shadow. He raised his hands and blessed Bhagavan, then spoke the words of truth. At present, this much-suffering planet is very far from the center of the galaxy, and the Kali Yuga period is prevailing here. However, the Dark Age is coming to an end. Now, the Sun, along with the Earth, as they orbit the center of the galaxy, is slowly approaching it. Soon, the powers of evil will fall, and a golden age will dawn on Earth again. When children of an early age are brought up in spiritual schools led by great masters, and when institutes and research centers explore not physics, chemistry, and nuclear bombs, but occultism, parapsychology, and yoga, when every inhabitant of the Earth, without exception, engages day and night not in mundane work, family quarrels, alcohol and drugs, robbery and looting, but in spiritual self-development, then evil will completely disappear, and love and wisdom will reign. For no reforms, no politics will give anything to the earth until each of these inhabitants engages in self-development, spiritual realization. Everything else is just vanity and the torment of the spirit, futile and dangerous games of human ego that make all living beings on earth suffer to feed the dark entities with their agony. Stars emit light, Narayanandana continued, raising his hand to the sky, and man must radiate love. That is what he is created for. But instead, people of Earth radiate suffering. It is necessary to teach them to transform the lower energy into the higher for their salvation and happiness. Once again finding himself on the fragile Earth, the Master felt himself in the heavy biological body where people reside. It was time for him to meet with the people. Dressed in a black chitin with a high black hat, he walked out to the people. His majestic presence radiated otherworldly power. His wise face with bottomless eyes, where eternity resided, emanated love and compassion for all people on earth. After uttering a prayer, echoed by the entire hall, the Master began his sermon. Oh, people of Earth, know that your being is created by the Creator. So each of you, consuming the coarse food of this planet, its air transforms it into the subtle energy of emotions and thoughts. But not everyone goes through this transformation correctly. And many, to transform the coarse energy into grace, turn it into suffering. All this happens because a person thinks wrongly of himself, because his soul is not directed towards God. The thing is, our body itself transforms food and air into basic bioenergy, which in yoga is called prana. In China, it is known as qi or ki, and among shamans, it is called kut. Then, this energy is transformed by the soul of a person into various emotions and thoughts. The catalyst for this transformation is the impression that a person receives. Each person chooses impressions in accordance with the tuning of his perception. One directs his perception to God and receives high spiritual impressions, which during prayer transform his energy into grace. Another seeks impressions in the world of lies and violence, and these impressions transform his prana into suffering. It happens like this. A person is first enchanted by the world and himself. He thinks the world is something good, where he is unique and can get what he wants. Often, this want is not even what the person wants, but the values imposed on him. One sees a neighbor with a jeep, and it seems like he needs one too. One sees a friend's husband, and immediately, one needs to get married. But no matter how attractive the lights of advertising seem to us, jeeps, casinos, husbands, wives, in the end, all of it ends in disappointment. The husband may turn out to be a drunkard, the wife a shrew. The jeep may be stolen. It may crash, break down. The children get sick, perform poorly, grow up not as we want them to, and all this generates suffering. Because a person wants one thing, but without foresight, He doesn't understand that he will get something completely different. And this happens in 99% of cases with an ordinary person. His imagination does not coincide with reality, and the initial joy of foolish enchantment turns into suffering. However, a spiritual person expects nothing good from the world. He knows that the world is deceptive, fickle, impermanent, and that happiness can only be found in God. Regarding himself, he is not deluded, does not think, "I am so special, I will be so lucky." He knows that our world is a juicer from which nothing good can be expected, that one should not hope for it, make bets on it, or search for something in it. Life is survival in circumstances that seek to destroy us, first of all spiritually, and then physically. And one should live without burdening oneself with worldly goals, cares, fuss, thinking only about God, self-development, and saving people from the hellish inferno. When a person expects nothing from society, seeks only spiritual impressions, is in touch with God and nature, he feels infinitely good. All his energy transforms from spiritual impressions into grace, because only spiritual impressions carry pure, untarnished joy afterward. These include all sublime and aesthetic impressions from contemplating nature, works of high art, communication with spiritual people, etc. However, bioenergy, entering the lower centers, Swadhisthana, the sexual center, Manipura, the center of self-assertion, Muladhara, the center of physical activity, aggression, gives rise to lower urges of these centers, causing thirst, passion, hunger, anger, fear, irritation, and all other negative reactions. Therefore, for energy not to accumulate in these centers, but to be transferred to higher centers, yogis practice pranayama, the art of mastering prana, which, along with a light diet and asanas, contributes to the healing of the body and the transfer of energy from the lower centers to the higher ones, contributing to the process of raising kundalini shakti. The first stage of pranayama is the ability to feel the energy coming to us from food, air, and impressions. The ability to feel the energy manifesting in us in sexual attraction, in our tonus, in our emotions, thoughts. This happens through a new extrasensory tuning of our perception of the world and ourselves as an energy field, an energy flow. In the next stage, a person, through yoga methods such as diet, asana, and pranayama, cleanses the energy channels, nandi, and learns to distribute energy throughout the body. Then, he masters the energy of chakra and learns the ascent of kundalini, which involves transferring excess physical, sexual, and self-assertive energy to the higher centers. Being able to manipulate prana, a yogi can easily heal himself and others, influencing the thoughts and emotions of people around him by sending them a wave of energy colored with specific emotions and attitudes, meaning he masters boundless parapsychological abilities, which involves the ability to control the energy of space and all the elements. The ability to condense energy, thought forms allow the yogi to materialize objects, and I will teach the chosen ones these powerful yogic techniques. But all these miracles are only a byproduct of pranayama. The main thing in it is the ability to transform lower energy into grace, love, into a love that alone can save our earth from catastrophe, from the complete self-destruction of our civilization, mired in useless and dangerous worldly fuss, putting the earth on the brink of nuclear war. New incurable diseases related to ecological disruption and overpopulation of our planet. The master fell silent, and his wisdom-filled eyes rose to the sky. His compassionate and noble face radiated the ecstasy of prayer. Have I said everything that people need? Help me, Lord, to understand this knowledge silently. He prayed to God. After a pause, he uttered, Now, each of you will experience the first sensation of your energy. Rub your palms together until they become warm, and then slightly separate them and try to feel the energy field between your palms. Inhale, and on the exhale, direct the energy into your palms. Feel the flow of energy through your hands and the increasing sensation of the density of the energy field between your palms. Almost everyone immediately felt a magnetic attraction or repulsion between their palms. Some felt an energetic sphere or stream of prana between them. Now, let's move on to the next exercise. Remember that the air you breathe contains both coarse and very subtle elements. It contains emanations that Christ breathed, particles of the breath of Buddha, Zoroaster, Muhammad, and many other great beings. Now take a deep breath, absorbing these finest elements of the air into yourself. Remember the words of Al-Farid, God is your breath. Inhale it, and you will reach boundless emptiness. As you breathe it in, take in the elements. Spiritualize your breath. People began to perform this breath, entering into an otherworldly, great state. Not only their lungs breathed, but their subtle bodies also breathed. They absorbed the high energy left on the earth by the masters of humanity of all time and nations. Before the inner gaze of many, images of Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Lao Tzu, Maha Chohan, Rigdon Japo, and many others appeared. The coarse energies of their bodies began to transform into divine grace. The master again remembered his training in the Trans-Himalayas, where he prepared for his mission on this earth. The great hierarch El Morya sat in a lotus position in a cave. His eyes were turned into infinity. Bhagavan turned to him and asked, I learned an ancient saying that goes, when a person realizes what moves the stars, the Sphinx will laugh, and life on earth will cease. Know, my disciple, that the stars are moved by three powers. One is the power of the gravity of cosmic ego, which compresses the stars into a single point. The other power is the thermonuclear reaction of cosmic love, which expands the star, makes it shine, radiate light. The third power is the power that makes the star rotate around the center of the galaxy. This is the divine will. These same three powers act in a human being. When people see them in themselves, they will decipher the riddle of the Sphinx, and he will laugh, revealing to them the eternal. Then they will become free from the cycle of deaths and births, and they will no longer need to incarnate on this earth. Then life in this place of cosmic exile will cease. The souls of people will live in better worlds. And what will happen to those who do not understand this? The disciple asked. Taking a deep breath, El Morya answered him, "They will incarnate on the black hole, a dead star where the powers of evil, the powers of possessiveness, gravity, have triumphed. And this star has contracted into a small ball. For example, our planet on the black hole would shrink to the size of a matchbox. Such a hole, developing its ego, has stopped emitting light. It only greedily absorbs all substances from the surrounding space and destroys itself with its selfishness. The same thing a person does who thinks only of himself. He destroys himself, turning into such a black hole of super-dense matter. While stars are made of the finest hydrogens, and people live there, in bodies of light, without needing clothes or food. Like in a dream, they have everything they want, but they need nothing, for they have experienced the bliss of knowing the infinite God in their finite existence." El Morya closed his eyes, merging into Samadhi, the union with God. Bhagavan followed him in his blissful experience.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.